A report released by a coalition including the Wyoming Business Council, the University of Wyoming, and the Idaho National Laboratory detailed why Wyoming should diversify its energy production methods and how the state could use its abundant natural resources in value-added projects. That's when raw resources are processed into more complex fuels and energy instead of just being burned. Wyoming Public Radio's Irina Zhoroff spoke with CEO of the Wyoming Business Council, Bob Jensen, and manager at the Idaho National Lab, Richard Boardman, about why value-added projects are important and what Wyoming can do to get on board.
Wyoming has, for decades, provided a lot of the raw material for energy consumption to the rest of the nation, and it's helped our economy and it's helped the nation. But as we look at ways that in Wyoming we can try to diversify our economy and ways that we can continue to have all of those energy resources that we have in abundance here be more relevant and have higher values to the state and to the nation, I think that is the reason why we're interested in trying to figure out a way how to add value to those resources so that they remain relevant and useful and cost-effective and environmentally sound to the state and to the nation.
Current efforts to establish, just to focus on carbon conversion for a second, have had trouble funding it. I'm talking about DKRW coal to liquids plant here. Is startup capital and lackluster investors something that was considered as an impediment in your research? And were there other challenges that applied to wind or uranium or other carbon conversion projects?
You ask an important question, and sometimes we look at the market that exists today, which is driven by people who own resources and make investments in maximizing their profits on the resources they sell, somebody who builds an industry and they generate one product. And so they don't often look at a more inclusive market. We're now speaking about sharing energy among various users and creating a new market. And so there are certainly some challenges in order to build hybrid energy systems that will require that there be partnerships and cooperation among the energy users and energy product producers. So part of this has to be, the education, which is bringing the resource holders and the folks who will build the plants or the companies that will build these plants together to help them understand how they, in fact, can increase their revenue when working together. And the study goes into those aspects. In the case of DKRW, of course, they're doing this in the most challenging of times, what folks are now classifying as the Great Recession. And so there's been difficulties, potentially, in being able to find the types of investments to make on something which is relatively new and therefore may be perceived as having certain risks that are challenging for institutions and financial people to make those investments. Now, as we pull out of an economy, I think that we're starting to see a sense, both on the large energy industries and as well as the investment community, that the risks are starting to hopefully look acceptable, that they can move forward with a project such as the DKRW project.
So how much is this report a call to action aimed at existing industry? How much is it to new industry? And how much does any of this going forward depend on policy on a state and national level?
It clearly helps existing industry understand a way forward, be able to understand what their value-added opportunities could be. New industries, new technologies also have a role to play here. And in terms of what are our next steps forward from this, I think that's probably one of them, is the technologies and the resource owners, including the state and the federal government, really need to understand what kinds of things need to happen for industry to move forward with these opportunities. Some of those involve policy decisions, permitting questions, incentive questions, those kinds of things. But I think that at the end of the day, the state government for Wyoming is clearly very interested. Both the governor and the legislature have indicated by their actions that they are very interested in these opportunities and want to look at appropriate ways for our state government to be able to help industry move forward. And then it's a question about where the federal government stands and if there is a role and how big that role is going forward. But clearly, it's industry that's going to drive this going forward into the near and long-term future.
Mm-hmm. And just to take kind of a more solid example, you know, if Wyoming coal companies right now are focused on sending coal abroad to deal with a weakening U.S. market for their product, will value-added projects like those proposed in your report be enough motivation in terms of value to them to keep the coal here and do something else with it?
Well, I think that this is a piece of a broader set of solutions for keeping our carbon resources relevant to the nation and to the world, really. So while carbon conversion projects will be part of the answer for both coal and for natural gas, I think that export markets are also an answer, part of the solution for those industries going forward.
Well, it sounds like this diversification would be just as important for the state's own survival and progress as it would be kind of on a national and perhaps even global level.
These resources that we have in this country, and particularly in Wyoming, carbon-based resources, renewable resources such as wind, and nuclear resources such as uranium, all can work together to help us understand how we can move forward with an energy supply that continues to drive our economy at affordable prices for our people, and do it in a way that is environmentally acceptable. So this is a pathway, not just for Wyoming, really, but it's a pathway for the nation and for the globe. This is a way to get the benefit of the energy resources that have grown our economy in a way that recognizes that there are ways to do it and reduce those greenhouse gas emissions.
Mm-hmm. To wrap up, can you both tell me what the solid next steps need to be in order to go forward? And I guess this would be both on the part of industry as well as the state.
The near term would be, utilizing the coal, the oil, the natural gas, the wind resources that we already have in value-added ways, such as gas to liquids operations, coal to gas to liquids operations, those kinds of technologies that are already out there. There's a number of companies in the state. Midterm, incorporating wind into those kinds of operations is certainly doable. And looking at the uranium fuel cycle, we already mine the bulk of the uranium that's used in this country domestically here in Wyoming. There's no reason why, as that continues to expand, we can't go the next step up the fuel cycle and convert that uranium into the next phase of its conversion process to nuclear fuel. And then long-term, when it comes to small modular nuclear high-temperature gas-cooled reactors, all of the new technologies for the use of uranium in small modular nuclear components in these hybrid energy systems plants, it makes a lot of sense for us to do that.
At this point, we need to go forward in understanding where there are technology development needs and demonstration needs, and to put together plans to help us arrive at these commercial plants. And that means we need to involve industry and develop partnerships that work in concert with the Wyoming School of Energy Resources at the University of Wyoming. National labs will have a role, and again, private industry need to be part of those partnerships. And then from the state's perspective, they can begin to realize and understand what policies or strategies they want to establish that help to move towards these projects, so ultimately resulting in projects in the state, which is a great place to start and to have some of these first plants built and demonstrated for the nation, and as I said earlier, potentially for the international community as well.
All right, Bob Jensen, Richard Boardman, thank you so much for making time to talk.
You're very welcome. Thanks.
Thank you, Irina.